This DYM podcast is brought to you by the Orange Conference, a three-day conference in Atlanta, Georgia for your entire ministry team. Maximize your influence on the spiritual growth of the next generation as we explore this year's theme, what it means to be for our neighbors. Register today or learn more at theorangeconference.com.
This DYM podcast is brought to you by LeaderTrex. Go to serve, return ready to lead. On a LeaderTrex mission trip, you'll serve and get out of your comfort zone. And through the program, your students will learn how to lead. They will bring that leadership and confidence back to your youth ministry, and it will make a difference for the rest of the year. Learn more and sign up at leadertrex.org. And since we love DYM, listeners always get 10% off resources by using the code DYM10 at leadertrex.org. That's DYM10 at leadertrex.org.
Ready?
One, two, three.
Hey! Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Download Youth Ministry Podcast, episode 305. When I write the people who are here by the dates, I write team when we're the four of us are together.
Here we are.
And it was so nice to write team. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
we have
everybody.
So much to catch up on. We were chit-chatting a little bit before, and we saved for the show. So,
and here we are on the show.
It's 2017.
No more
saving. A lot of great things are happening in our individual lives at Download Youth Ministry. But I'm going to highlight a new game that came out because I'm surrounded by Star Wars people. This is a great new game.
I'm married to a Star Wars person.
Okay, this is called... Yeah. Well, then you're going to be on the test then, Katie. I'm not testing the boys. But here it is. It's called Star Wars Character or Pro Athlete.
Brilliant.
It's very clever. Like my favorite game. Well, 2017 is pretty new, but my favorite game of this year. So, Salacious Crumb.
Come on.
Salacious Crumb.
I don't know. I'm pro athlete.
Nope. No. And then it shows
Star Wars character.
Then it shows a picture of Salacious Crumb. You can do the sound effects.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Jar Jurians.
I don't know. Pro athlete.
Yep. He's a pitcher for the Braves. But isn't that great?
Is that a picture of Jar Jar? Because that's a Star Wars character.
Kai Forbath.
Star Wars.
Nope, kicker for the Washington Redskins.
That one, I was like, ooh, that could be a Star Wars character.
I know all the names. Maz Kanta.
Star Wars.
Kanata? Well, then that's it's Star Wars.
Yeah.
Come on, Mon Mothma.
Probably.
What? Hi, Mon.
Hey, Mon.
Hey, welcome, Mon.
No,
he
Star
could
Wars.
Be it's... a soccer player from Jamaica.
Okay, look at this one. Just read this name.
Roughened Odor.
Roughened Odor.
Pro athlete.
Yeah, no You're... way.
Yeah, baseball player.
Really?
Isn't that great?
Roughened Odor.
Anyway,
batting I just... extra the.
That's so
Texas
sad.
Rangers, Mr. Odor.
I didn't take
say,
it.
Through. Shame on you, parents, for naming your kids that.
Roughened Odor.
Roughened.
Hey, so Josh, give me a New Year's goal, New Year's resolution.
I'm only going to eat protein. This candy bar is delicious.
That's great.
It's a protein bar.
A New Year's resolution. I'm going to text people once a week and just say encourage them and thank them and for their influence in my life and.
Just people you know?
Yeah. Just someone that I've interacted with that I haven't.
Everyone all at once?
Yeah, everyone. My whole phone book.
The whole contact list.
Thinking of you, person.
Thinking
of
you.
Yeah, no, it's one thing I want to do.
Copy paste.
I just
want to
be a little more thankful.
Copy paste.
I want to be a little more thankful. So I'm going to send one text a week.
I like that.
And just to someone. I just feel like I'm blazing through life and not pausing and thanking the people that have that are making a difference in my life or that I love or that are good friends or whatever. So
cool.
Is that's the nice. Implication that you only know 52 people?
I'm only going to thank 52 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, it's 2017 and producer Elliot's just off to a
real mouthy.
Already. Already.
Yeah.
The poor guy gets let go by Yankee Candle.
In all fairness, it
was just a seasonal job.
Position,
It's cutthroat. I heard it's cutthroat at Yankee Candle.
The candle industry.
Did you get a big discount when you worked there?
50% off.
50%? That's awesome.
You can buy.
But in the end, the flame went out.
Woo. I'm probably going to hire me back. Don't worry about it.
Jason, I would love for you to wax on and on about his job. Go ahead, your turn.
I just went to drip and I didn't.
Okay.
Well, you know, you had to quit that job because you were burning the candle on both ends. That's so dumb.
Look at how red his face is. Look at how red his face is.
Okay, let's. Katie, what's about your New Year's resolution, Katie?
Fire away.
So we can make fun of you for your trying to make your life better.
No, I'm sorry. Okay.
Fire away.
I'll tell you somebody I'm not going to text this week. You guys.
I did not make fun of your goal.
All right. I crossed my fingers
hoping I was one of the 52.
All right. I'm in.
Okay, I have one kind of like yours. I have two goals.
Okay.
One, I wanted to write a note card to someone, so a little bit different, but handwritten.
Yeah. Yours a little more meaningful.
Gratitude.
Well, she had more time to think about it and make something up out of the blue.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a count and cross stitch for each person in my life who's mentored
me.
I'm
so much more thoughtful than you. Everybody knows it. But I also want to learn to play the guitar.
Ooh.
So there's that. That's not like a real
That's a big deal.
Whatever. That's great. But I want to, you know, I know you can play the guitar.
I can play Humble Thyself.
Humble Thyself. I've heard it.
Yeah. Really?
I've heard it in around
D and E minor.
Yeah.
Humble Thyself in the side E minor of the Lord. Yep.
That's great.
Two chords. D and E minor.
Yeah, I showed Elliot at Christmas time.
Anybody can do E minor. D is a tough chord. I'm proud.
D's
What's
not
the one
tough.
Where there's
F is,
not, you're no, not D is anything.
F is
it's
tough.
Just open.
Yeah, you got to hit the bar chord.
Yeah.
F sharp minor. Right?
Yeah, G is my favorite because it looks like you're doing this to people. That's G. That's.
Look, no, I think that's.
Is your Fadi just walked by and I'm doing the G chord?
I'm pretty sure that's the F chord.
I think Fadi's trying to get in.
Yeah.
Let the man in.
Oh, boy.
Fadi, how you doing, man?
It's hot. Funny, in the studio today.
I was not.
Sorry.
Do you have an air conditioner?
I was not flipping you off. I was playing the G chord.
He's playing the guitar.
That's the G chord right there.
He's a guitar player.
He taught me read between the lines.
that's dirty.
Doug, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
You know what? To be like Jesus is
great.
Yeah.
It's going to take more than a year.
That was
my
third one.
Glad you finally come to that.
That was what?
That was my third one. Mm-hmm. It was like right after the guitar.
No, actually, 2 years ago, I set out to learn Spanish, Katie. On an app called Duolingo.
Yeah.
And I did it from January 1st through January 6th. And I stopped.
Oh.
What words did you learn?
Muy bien.
What I like to say is, yo altoed.
My breath is bad?
No. I stop. I stop.
6 days of Spanish. That's not bad.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not great at New Year's resolutions. Oh. Plus, I was in Mexico with my family till just yesterday.
Yeah.
So I really haven't thought.
You haven't started your year.
We're a new year. I don't even think
today's
about
the first
it.
Today's the first
day. You are immersing yourself in the culture. That's all.
That's si. Yeah. Si bueno.
Taco burrito.
All right, we got to get to some questions. What about you, Pastor?
Well, after I want to see the Seahawks win the Super Bowl, of course.
Yeah.
It's coming in a month.
Is that a dream
now.
Or a resolution?
No, it's pretty
Should
much
we use
reality.
That as a transition for Josh and I to talk about our fantasy football
Welcome
league?
Back to Fantasy Football Live with Doug Fields and Josh Griffin. Week 17 was a crazy one.
That's a good
No, so I'm going to read through the Bible this year.
Okay.
I'm already on track. And it's going to happen. And then I want to be a better dad.
Oh.
That's my big. I want to stop getting angry at my kids every time they do something wrong. I want to have a little more grace, a little more calm in those moments.
That's great.
And
that's
be
awesome.
A good father and speak more into them than at them. That kind of thing. So that's
tweet
a,
that trash. That
that's a big.
Bad.
That's a big
that.
Yeah. goal for me this
I've
year.
I've got an intentional parenting workbook for you.
Oh really? Who wrote it?
Kathy.
You have to buy the videos, but he'll give you the workbook.
Yeah,
great. Yeah,
you guys, so fun to
so
be
what
together.
Happened with fantasy football, Doug?
I won first year.
Oh,
really?
Oh my goodness, here we go.
No, that's all right.
I heard Josh did really good on the final week.
No, on the final week, Josh went from first place before the playoffs,
12-2,
into fourth place. In the playoffs,
was a total
I came
important.
From
didn't
behind.
Even podium.
No, I didn't want to.
I came from behind to win the whole thing.
Yeah,
but JG, I just saw your score in the final game. Doug just showed me. It was awful.
Yeah, I didn't even look. Once I lost
to me,
I was like, playoffs. It's over. Yeah, I didn't even know there was a loser's bracket.
Yeah.
Seriously, I didn't.
It's
Josh,
kind of sad.
Josh was kind of hurt when I beat him.
So the lesson for all of our listeners: if you don't win at all, just quit as soon as possible and don't finish strong.
Good word. word. That's
Jason,
a good word.
My New Year's resolution for you is not to call them listeners. They're our team. They're our family.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And here's one of them, Joel. Speaking of, Katie, say his last name, Joel.
Friend.
Oh, Joe Listener.
This is Joel Friend, and I'm the youth pastor at New Community Church just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I've written in a couple times, and your team has graciously answered my questions. This time, rather than a question, I want to give you some encouragement. I was just listening to episode 297. You spent time talking about churches valuing their youth leaders and the culture they create. I've been at my current church since 2009, and my time here, I've heard horror stories of other youth leaders navigating tough terrain in their careers. I've had several colleagues leave their churches because they felt like they were hitting a ceiling created by senior leadership. I'm sure in your time ministering to youth workers, you've had your share of heart-wrenching stories. Yes, we have.
Yes.
But I hope today, at least, you can be encouraged. For whatever reason, the Lord has placed me in a church where youth are considered top priority. Parents have showered my family with blessings, including a van for free. Volunteers have come out of the woodwork to get on our team. The elder board has consistently approached myself and other members of our team and put their arms around us literally and remind us that they're proud of us. As our senior pastor has graciously entrusted full responsibilities to our team, we're backed by him 100%.
Dang.
I'll never forget the day I knew I was in the right place to do youth ministry. I came up with the idea to have an event in our church parking lot that would serve as an outreach. The theme was around smashing items, pumpkins, computer keyboards, printers, refrigerators, a car, etc. This event would take place 3 days before our Sunday services. I was having an offhanded conversation with my senior pastor, and I said, oh, by the way, I was thinking about doing an outreach event for the kids where they show up and smash stuff in the parking lot. What would you think about that? And his very simple yet encouraging reply was, just make sure you clean up. I've learned that the grass is not always greener on the other side. I'm thankful to God for blessing me in a place that roots me on.
Wow.
Thank you guys and gal for all that you do. You know, nice. That was nice.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I just have one question.
That's great.
Is your church hiring? Because that is fantastic.
Well, you know what? The reason I want to include it. This is because we have, 305 episodes.
Yes.
We've had some difficult
mm-hmm.
You know, and there's one in here about a guy fired for just being in a photograph where people had alcohol.
Wow.
And, I mean, it was just nice to go, okay,
that's
let's start the new year with a
email.
Not everybody is in a sucky church.
That is awesome. That anyway, is awesome.
And I just took away from that, too. Like, I want to train my elders in my new church to go around and cheer on each ministry head and love on them and saying, you know, we're behind you and how can we support you? So that inspired me. Maybe that can inspire lots of people.
That's
yeah.
good.
Joel Very Friend.
Good. I didn't pay attention what time we started. So anyway, I don't know.
8 minutes ago.
12:30.
Okay.
We started at 12:30.
Okay. Thank you, Elliot. Again, sorry about Yankee candle.
Sorry you got candled. <Yeah. laughs>
Sorry you got burned.
Oh, that's funny. That one was really funny. Sorry you got candle. That could go on a t-shirt. That's funny. That was...
You ever seen John Wick? Okay.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Too much. Reaching for it.
That's why I'm being silent. Okay, DYM crew, my name is Ben, and I'm from a small town in Iowa. My wife just started as youth director about a year ago, and we've exploded our junior high group from 5 students in July to having nearly 30 students every week
now. Awesome. Terrific.
However, our senior high has only about 8 or so on a regular basis. At the beginning of the school year, there was a sophomore student of ours that started bringing his girlfriend. Their relationship was short-lived, and they broke up after a month of her attending youth group. She does not attend, as she's told us she feels awkward about being around her ex.
Yeah.
We see her regularly as she works at the grocery store in town, and we continually encourage her and let her know she's always welcome to come back. How do we get her to join us and not feel awkward, or do we need to keep doing what we're doing and let her come back on her own? I love your show. I love the encouragement you offer, and we're excited to try out Generate Camp by YM360 coming in July.
Terrific.
We're headed to the Lake of the Ozarks week. Thanks again, Ben. We probably should mention our sponsors now.
That was a great plug.
Yeah.
What a great, great.
Well, YM360, we got this guy to go to camp. We don't need to mention them anymore.
You're welcome, YM360.
Yeah. I have not opened
you're
the
welcome.
Christmas present that they sent me.
You didn't? It's January. You can't.
No, it's just a cup. I can tell it's a cup.
Next year.
Yeah.
Are you going to re-gift it?
It's in a cup box.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like a mug? I love
a mug. You can have it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What if there's something else inside?
Well, before I give it to her, I'll check. I doubt there is.
Yeah, make sure there's no cash in there.
When I can,
gold bars.
The deal. When I can see.
I'll take a gold bar.
When I can see what the present is without opening it, I go, meh, meh. I don't want to open it.
Well,
that's just me.
I love
though.
You got a new mug. I like to open mug. All
yeah,
of
you
them.
Can
I don't
have
care
it.
What's inside.
Yeah. You can have it. I don't drink coffee. You'd think the way I'm 360 with our love for one another, they would know that about me.
Mm. That's ym360.com.
I love coffee.
Yeah.
I'll use it.
I don't drink coffee either.
A couple years ago, Leader Trek sent us a very nice sweatshirt.
They did. It was terrific.
Yeah, I didn't get nothing from them this year. What? Oh, yeah, popcorn. Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
that's right. You, I wasn't in the photo. You guys took.
Yeah.
Orange. Orange is our primary sponsor.
Thank you. Yes.
They didn't send anything either, but they pay more than anybody else.
That's
does,
right.
So
thank you, Orange.
Yeah, don't send anything. Just keep paying Orange. And we're all going to be at the conference in
Should they send
in
like
April.
A box of oranges? Like, you know, people send fruit at the holidays. Would that be?
No, we should just buy it with the money they give us
just
for the
oranges.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's
They're
do that.
Like, we're gonna we get a were live creative show in April? That. They would never just send oranges.
We right. should.
They would do something
They
orange.
Would send oranges that then turn into robots and crawl around on
crawl
your
around.
Desk.
We need to start working on that.
April 26th through 28th, right?
Oh, we're going to do a live show there. That'd be fun.
Yeah, and we have a fourth sponsor on the hook.
To be revealed.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
To be revealed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
Is it Starbucks?
Is it Chipotle? Is it Del Taco?
We're still vetting them.
Is it?
We're still vetting. There's an organization called
Del
Playboy.
And
we just think, I don't know. It's, yeah, we think it's a.
Yeah, it's different.
It's actually a skate company.
It's cutting edge.
We think it's playground, like church playground equipment.
Yes. Is it Yankee Candle?
It should be.
Hey, I'll take a stab at this one.
Well, please, if somebody would
someone.
Answer a question.
Yeah. So I started in a youth group with 11, and we were at 30 after a while. So I know this dynamic exactly. We had a few different relationships where they were dating and then broke up, and it was awkward. I mean, in that small setting, it is awkward. And, you know, you just can't control these things. I did try to meet with both parties at one point and say, hey, listen, I know you guys are broken up. I know things got weird. I know you don't want to be around each other. But
I know you went too far with one another.
Uh-huh, see? Uh-huh. But I would say, you know, could you guys, just be in the same room and not interfere with each other's spiritual growth? Like, is that possible to just have the maturity to not create drama and to come in and just, you know, be a friend, you know, the guy with the guy friends, girl with the girlfriends, and just leave it at that? And so I think it worked on one of them and it didn't work on the other. And sometimes I think the wisdom's already there. He said, you know, do we just leave it be until and let it work itself out? Yeah, you may have to, but if you want to take a stab at.
Well, it sounds like this girl was not her church. Uh-huh. She was brought by the guy.
Yeah.
But so if you can make it, I think you're doing everything right, Ben.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
I go out of my way to see her and love on her when you're shopping, you know, extend the invite, invite her over your house for dinner with you and your wife and, you know, minister to her differently.
Maybe when you go to the grocery store, make a team shirt. So whatever her name is, if her name's like Team Kayla, but
so
just wear
fun.
That to the grocery store. And when you invite her back to church, so you know you're on her team.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
that's great.
Totally.
Or buy her a candle.
Excommunicate the guy for
Yankee Candle breaking
her
heart.
Totally. You have two, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
buy her a Yankee candle.
This is from Adam McNeil. He's youth pastor and worship leader at Epworth United Methodist Church, Columbus.
Ohio,
Columbus, Maryland,
South Carolina,
Columbus, Georgia.
We don't know.
There's a lot of Columbuses. There's,
yeah, Christopher.
Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that I know of. Columbus,
Columbia,
Washington, I think. No, sorry.
Pretty
like
known
like
that one.
The almanac over there.
Yeah,
unemployed, but he knows his cities. That's true. And I know you. He works
at Abercrombie, right?
With no, Hollister.
Off. Hollister.
Hollister.
Oh, yeah.
And Mathnasium.
Chippendales. Mathnasium.
Yeah, I was going to say Math Olympics, but I knew it was something
it's
sporty.
Like the same thing.
Yeah. Adam says, hey guys, DYM member, web show rewinder. Love the show. Love how you're always building a new set.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Wait till you see
one of these days. One of these days, we're going to have a grand opening. We're going to have to invite people to our first live show. We just keep saying it. We've been saying it for so long, but this building is taking forever. But
I went over there. It looks like it went backwards. I just went over there today.
You did?
Since the last time we were here, it looks like it went backwards.
I know.
I mean, it's a storage room now for where they're
It's raining.
It is a storage room.
Some slack.
Anyway, it says, thinking of naming the praise band the Squeaky Ellipticals. Clever.
Yes.
Anyway,
what is he talking about?
You know,
deep
as a
reference from
as a
podcast past
DYM member and a web show rewinder, he would probably be somebody that would be up for admission to our next DYM 100.
Oh wow!
But we're not releasing any information.
Not yet.
You
yet.
Mean
Ooh.
This?
Oh, nice shirt. Nice shirt.
DYM 100.
Yep.
We will be soon. We have dates. I think we have dates.
Yeah, we have dates.
We got dates set, and we even know when registration opens, but we're not telling you.
We know that we know when registration. Oh boy. Oh boy. I'm getting excited.
Can I
now.
Get the inside scoop on that? Thank you.
You're invited.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, I just started last week at a new church, learning the way the church runs and getting all the families linked together in a new, smaller church atmosphere. One of my focuses right now up front is to connect with parents. I'm going to ask each set of parents for a good time to have a 10-minute phone call or a cup of coffee chat. If you guys had 10 minutes with each of your students' parents, what would be the one question you asked every set of parents?
Wow.
Good.
Wow, that's true.
Because this translates to any youth worker, because you don't have to, you could be there 10 years and still, you can still ask these questions over a cup of coffee or a phone call or on the patio at church.
Yeah.
Or in a grocery store when you're going to see that one kid who doesn't come anymore and you run into her ex's parents. It's a lot of
Scenarios. Yeah. A lot of scenarios.
Wow.
He's you're in the garage making
question?
A candle, and a neighborhood parent comes over.
Your shirt off, you're just dipping candles.
That's right.
This is getting weird.
That's how candles are made.
This is getting weird.
He works at Hollister. Hollister, the guys don't wear shirts.
Yeah. He just walks to the front door, says, welcome. Come on in.
All right, Josh, what would you say? Parents, let's all come up with one answer
say,
and we'll move on.
Give me some insight into where your kid is at spiritually.
Okay.
So that would be a nice, fair question. And they'd probably have some good insight that you might not get out of the gate. So if you're new and you're doing some investigation, like, I think that would be a question.
Okay.
Definitely not the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard thinking about the 10-minute time frame, but I love asking parents about their story. What, you know, tell me your story. Tell me, you know, about you, because I think you learn a ton about their kids, even just hearing their own story and what kind of environment their students are in. So that's probably what I would do. That's a
good
starting question.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I suppose just what is the best way your child would learn to grow or connect? I mean, what makes them tick? What specifically, how can I reach your child?
I like that.
It's good.
Yeah.
I would ask, what is the best way we can serve your family?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One is the youth ministry and me personally. Cool. And
what behavior do you want changed that I'll go to work on right away?
Yeah.
How can I fix your child?
Yeah. At what age do you want her baptized?
Exactly.
Shoot.
That's good.
Yeah. Great. One, great job making parents a priority.
Yeah, I love that.
Two,
so cool.
Have a couple questions that anytime you see a parent, I think you can say, hey, how can we help your family win?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It would be awesome for a youth worker to ask me that. Like, that's a great question.
Katie.
I know.
No. Katie does. You do a really good job of this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't hit the table, Josh.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
For those of you watching on video, we have new mic stands.
On video, they'd already know.
Well,
but if you're
maybe
on audio,
they,
you don't know how good it
you
is.
You don't know.
Josh, did you approve this purchase?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe last year's budget.
Yeah.
What budget?
Yeah.
We just make stuff up.
This is from Chad Henderson. Chad Henderson is the student and associate pastor, Lakeland Church.
Florida.
Probably.
Ohio.
Illinois.
Nevada.
Yeah. Says, well, first of all, there's a two-part question.
Okay.
Because Josh and I did this video in December where we called it a December Game Blitz. And you can see the picture, Katie and Jason. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it. Well, then when YouTube put the...
closed captioning.
Closed caption on it.
Yes.
They did not get it right.
It was inaccurate.
It was inaccurate, and this is what it said.
And it filled our mouths with swear words.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you watched it with the closed captioning on, it looked like we were swearing our heads off.
Holy cow.
Yeah. This is just two lines.
You did the meme, Dumbo.
And the F word is in it twice.
Yes.
Yeah, so he did a screen capture of that and said, by the way, you might want to check out the closed captioning on the DYM December Game Blitz, especially around the 52 to 55 second mark, as they used to say in Get Smart. Missed it by that much.
That's funny.
Which is a very accurate rendition of how he sounded, Maxwell
yes,
Smart.
Yes, that was... I,
it was pretty good.
Yeah. No, pretty good.
B minus.
No. Excellent.
I don't recognize that show. You guys have to fill me in after the show, maybe. Maybe I'm just too young.
Just the greatest comedy of all time.
You don't know a whole lot about pop culture.
I think my grandpa talked about that show.
No. Wow. From one gray beard to another.
Yeah.
Woo!
By the way, the beard looking phenomenal.
It's hot in here.
It looks great.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It looks great.
It's on its last days, I think.
Really?
No.
That quick?
It's stately.
That quick. I had it all December. Just didn't see that much.
Yeah. I think it looks lovely.
I started it in New York around Thanksgiving, and I shave it every day. Like, I trim it.
Yeah.
What do you do with yours?
Yeah, you got to trim it. I haven't trimmed it in a while, but yeah. Well,
it itches so much. I was actually thinking mine was really great until you came here, which is awesome. No, it's good. It's chin gray. Anyway, Chad says, every one of you is awesome, and I appreciate you a ton. I'm a longtime listener, pretty close to a rewinder.
All right, that counts.
Yeah,
he's on his way.
He's on his way to DYM 100, if he wants.
Wow. Just invited
him. Is that an invitation?
No, that's not.
Are we down to 99 already?
No, nope, nope, nope.
Okay,
nope.
We take that back. We like you, but...
And, oh, here Sorry, comes Chad. More. Here comes more, Insider.
Okay.
And I got my first message approved as a DYM author pretty
All
recently.
Right.
Glad to get a little step into your world.
Well,
hey, I was hoping you guys could talk about how to make parties awesome for students and staff. Here we go. In my ministry stress... candles.
Candles.
Balloons over candles.
Any kind of fanfare, really.
Yeah. Confetti.
All right, let's go to the next question. In my ministry setting, I try to fill our year with three levels of events. Level one, being fun, easy to invite, come meet and see us and have a good time event.
Nice.
Level two, being a more standard experience where we mix together, having fun with teaching about Jesus and giving people a good place to talk about what's going on in their life. And level three, being environments where students who are especially excited about Jesus have an opportunity to go deeper in their faith. Things like Bible studies, mission trips. I love it.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Beautiful.
I'm pretty happy with the results we get out of our level two and three events, but I'd love greater success on our level one events. My staff and I assess the events we host, and more often than I'd like, our reviews are mixed. Our students have a lot of fun, but they can get lost in their fun and forget about simple things like loving others, extending a welcome, or being considerate of their peers. Do you guys do parties? And if so, how do you utilize them as opportunities to keep pushing toward your vision and keep pushing your students in the right direction? You guys are Chem.
Wow.
Josh, glad you're at DYM more now.
Awesome. That's very nice. Welcome to DYM 100. I'd say, come on down. That is it's a great question. Yeah, exactly. Put down his name. I would say parties and celebration are just that. I'm not necessarily really trying to move an agenda or vision forward. Maybe we're celebrating something in the past, and so that would be a way of saying, hey, look at all that God did this year, something like that. But I would say let parties be parties and enjoy the fun and festivities. Return to regular programming next week. I think that's okay. I don't think it has to be every moment has to be some epic teaching turn the corner moment. Just let it be fun. Anyhow, that's just me. And balloons.
And candles.
Obviously.
I think if you're going to, here's my philosophy. I don't want to spend a bunch of church money entertaining Christians. So if we're going to have a party and it's a level one, bring your friends, mm-hmm. I want to make sure that we're actually accomplishing the bring your friends part. So, you know, I would then as a leader spend a month before, however my promo is, this isn't for you. It's for your friends. Mm-hmm. Don't come alone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, bring somebody to this. And when you show up, here's why we're doing this. You know, your people follow your vision. So, and then if kids that are youth group kids show up alone,
quick aside,
send them home.
You're well, not welcome.
No, just meet them kindly, smile and say, oh, you don't have friends. No, but I do think part of it is really, you know, setting the expectation that this isn't for you. You know, we do things here all the time. For those of you who are already involved, you know that every Wednesday we do this and we meet here and Bible studies, mission trips, blah, blah, blah. But I would really strongly cast vision like, you know, this is a great opportunity for you to invite someone. Because if not, and if you don't repeat it and repeat it and repeat it, you're just not going to assume that they're going to get it because people do what is most simple for them. And so you're actually raising the expectation by putting an expectation for them to bring someone.
Yeah. I love how he divided them into three categories. And you normally hear it divided into two, right? Mm-hmm. You normally hear it into, you know, an outreach kind of fun one and then one that's more serious. Or even if you do the fun one, you have it tied into.
Or if you read Purpose-Driven Youth Ministry, you have it broken into five. But you, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You know, a long time ago.
So I like what he said. And I think for making in an event that is attractive, I would ask the kids. I would want to know the kids in the group, what would your, you know, non-believer friends, what would they love to come to? What are they into? What are their interests? And how can we make it super exciting and epic? I don't know what, you know, everybody has budget constraints, you know. Everybody doesn't have a huge budget to go buy iPads as giveaways or whatever. And so if you have a small budget, find creative ways to make fun things out of whatever you can. And
But what about your kids that he makes a comment, like my kids come and they're not friendly to outsiders.
Yeah, I mean, that's like raising a child. You can't teach a kid to be polite and thankful overnight. It's a process. It's a journey. And so stick around for 3 years. Teach the boys to be gentlemen and let the ladies go first and hold doors and teach everybody to say thank you and have an attitude of thankfulness everywhere they go.
That sounds like a fun party.
No, that's normal church, right?
Oh, okay.
During the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because of the party, you can't control that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think just keep asking yourself the questions of why are we doing this party? You know, why are we doing this at each level? I think you're constantly, that's a continual process of just evaluating who are we trying to reach and how are we prayerfully, you know, praying for kind of at each level for that to happen, setting expectation, all those things come with kind of evaluating why are we doing what we're doing. So I think that shapes so much of what we do, that question.
This just in from our executive producer's producer. We have a resource coming out in the next few months that is a tool for these kinds of meetings.
For
the parent meeting. I was late to see it, the text.
That's okay.
All right.
I thought you were ignoring me.
No, it wasn't ignoring
but
you.
But it sounds like we need a resource.
For parties?
Well, you know what? There's actually a guy who's put one together. It's on DYM. There's one called Thanksgiving Party, Christmas Party, New Year's Party. He's got...
Yeah, there's a whole series.
There's a whole series of how to create great parties, budgets, planning. Chad Merrihue is the author. He lives an hour away.
And somebody else. And
Jessica McDonald.
Yeah.
They are terrific tag team youth workers.
Yeah, when I look at those resources, I actually think this is why DYM exists. Because they've done so much work. They've done spreadsheets. Sheets on it, what to buy, the promo with it. Yeah. Like they've done
and creative
a ton
ideas
of the heavy
too.
Lifting.
Yeah. They're fun and it's like $5 or something. It's awesome.
Or for your volunteers by Go Team by Katie Edwards.
Oh gosh. That's like 100 years old.
And it's still effective. It's amazing.
It's timeless and eternal.
You can say whatever you want.
You don't have to throw a party every time there's like a holiday or something like that too. Like again, be mindful about timing and all of that kind of stuff. Sometimes two great
celebrations in a year are enough. You don't have to do 10. I think early on, we did that a lot where we were throwing parties like every single thing. And then I think the older people's kids got, when like your kids became teenagers, I remember you saying to me one time, like, I don't know that families want to send their kids at every single holiday. You know, sometimes we want them to be at home. So even just thinking through like family dynamics and stuff, when you think about timing during the year and stuff, like New Year's Eve made me think of that. You don't have to throw a New Year's Eve party. You know, you can, and it can be awesome, but, you know, I don't know. Be mindful and thoughtful.
Well, going back to the question about parents, you go, what's most helpful for parents? Totally. There are nights of the year that, like graduation night for the underclassmen, that's party night.
Right.
You know, and so what are kids going to do? A lot of them are going to go out drinking. Well, if the church provides an alternative to that, and that's a night where they throw the party, you meet the needs of the upperclassmen are all the grad nights or whatever, but lower classmen are like, summer, let's go, which is a great opportunity for the church to step up and go, hey, we've got a great, great thing. And all right, this is from Jason Kaler, pronounced Kaler. No, K.
Kaler, you're right. Yeah.
Taught you how to pronounce his name.
He's probably listened a lot and know how I hack names.
Yep. From Ohio. Here we go.
And I've been a youth pastor for 9 years. I've been a DYM member for a number of years, and I'm absolutely over the moon excited with the resources I get from DYM. They have been invaluable to me. We really haven't talked about the membership, but it is the backbone of DYM.
Greatest deal in the history of youth.
And just getting...
Why wouldn't people become members?
And just getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
I attend a small church of about 100 people in Niverville, Manitoba, Canada.
Canada, Canadian.
The amount of love. Thank you, Josh.
That's
up to the north of us.
That's usually what Canada means.
Manitoba.
Ooh, Alaska.
I'm just a little scared. Scared. I wonder if they're going to invade us at some point. Just keep going.
And we're
going
to build a wall up there. The amount of love and support I receive from the people is incredible, and it makes working in ministry so enjoyable because of their support.
This is another great email.
No.
Oh, but.
My question has to do with trying to change what I believe to be an outdated culture. As a small church, my yearly budget is quite minimal, and I try to be super vigilant with the funds entrusted to me, hence why he would become a DYM member.
Makes sense.
I can spend my budget quite freely with very few questions about how that money is spent, such as taking kids for lunch, sports equipment, video games, etc. The moment I mention wanting to spend money on going to a conference, a youth retreat, a local youth conference, student leadership conference, people start freaking out and they come up with all kinds of ideas for fundraising for the conference. In my mind, the one thing that should be covered by the budget is the biblical teaching that the youth receive. How would you address people who feel that the youth should have to do some sort of fundraiser to get funds for things like a weekend retreat, or as is the case for the upcoming year, wanting to attend student leadership conference in Granger? Which I think you should all attend the student leadership conference this summer, don't you think, Josh?
I agree. Studentleadershipconference.com. We'll be there. It's going to be fun.
We're going to be there because it's put on by us.
It's ours. Yeah. But Granger is a great, great host church in Indiana. We will have a blast there.
Yeah. I saw the signups, the numbers today. Granger's
Granger's
is
out
the
of
biggest.
Control. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And where's our other one? Atlanta?
Atlanta and Orange County, California.
That's where we live.
That's where we live. Katie hasn't signed anybody up yet, but soon.
Soon. Probably.
I think stuff like this is going to take time. It's you got to I always think when people try and – first he starts with, I have total freedom in my budget, but then when this stuff comes up, everybody clamps down on me. And so I think you just got to give vision to people and train them along the way, like, okay, let me show you the value. You know, somehow get there with one – do a fundraiser, get there once – get some testimonials of it, show results, show what it's doing. Say, hey, this is what I believe in. As the youth pastor of 9 years, like, I'm telling you, this is effective. This is powerful. Kids are growing in their faith. They're owning it. They're starting to lead in these ways because of this conference. This is how much I believe in it. How could we not do this? You know, start showing them that way. And then
okay, what
maybe the next step is a 50% they'll give budget towards that.
What if I'm part of the leadership team? I'm an elder, and I say, that is great, Jason. I'm glad you had a great time. And the amazing fact is you raised money to do that. And it worked. Let's do it again. Yeah. Go get them. Raise funds again.
Jason just folds and dies.
Yeah. I actually read something this week about a fundraiser where you make candles.
No, I'm not laughing at that.
Shirt's optional.
Yeah. Stop, gross.
So, no, I hear what you're saying, and you know, vision. No,
and people will come back and say that, and I think you keep fighting. I think you keep on showing vision and keep on, and you can. Gosh, at some point, if they are that relentless, you kind of be relentless back a little bit. You kind of just say, "You're not hearing me." We did fundraise. It about killed us. This was the results. This is something we want to bless people with. You're not hearing me. I mean, not to get all rude about it, but
well, if it gets, I mean, this point. Sounds so self-promotional for DYM. But you go, really, if you are a member, you get so many resources during the month that you don't have to spend a lot of money on programming. Right. Videos, games, true. That type of thing. You know, maybe you take a slice of your budget money and you put it towards, you know, hey, we're going to front load 10% or whatever. Just, you know, rearrange your own budget.
Yeah, what you do have. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, fundraising is like...
I remember when I was a youth pastor, though, my church didn't believe in funding conferences, and I had to talk them into it. It was a long battle. Yeah. It was. By the end, it was fully part of our culture. But I think it took 4, 5, 6 years or more. I don't know. But it was like, at first, they're like, no, we don't, you're not going to use budget towards that. It's like, you don't understand. This stuff is where we get inspired, where we get fire in our souls for what we do. And like I need to be at this every year. And so,
you know. Well, it might be baby steps too. As much as it would be fun to have them at Granger at Student Leadership Conference, maybe this first year is a baby step and do your own simple retreat that's ultra low cost, and you stay in people's houses, and you start really guerrilla and inexpensive, and you build up to this and make this your three-year goal. Obviously, I don't want that to happen personally because I know how powerful it would be altogether, but. Maybe baby steps is the right approach.
Yeah, or even combining it with another local youth group.
Yeah,
so sharing some costs. There is a little bit of wow with just rather than doing it in homes for your own youth group. There's a little bit of this feels different. Yeah,
I do think with teenagers, especially with something like SLC where it's leadership type kids, I do think they need to have some skin in the game with something big like that, you know, versus you just saying, here, we're taking you all for free to go. I mean, it's going to be a powerful thing, but I've noticed that a lot with when we're taking kids, you know, to mission trips or things like that. Maybe fundraising isn't the answer, but having them think through, you know, my daughter just, you know, did this kind of, she's really good at calligraphy, and so she made these signs to raise money to go on this trip, you know, for her school that she really wants to go on. And we told her, you have to come up with a chunk of this because it's important and it's awesome and it's important to you. And I think with something like this, where SLC is such an amazing growth step for students, and the spiritual development in that for them is so incredible, you know, helping them understand, casting the vision of why they need to be a part of the fundraising part or something like that. I think there's a piece there for students to have kind of that buy-in to a trip like that, because I think SLC has been life-changing for our high schoolers that have gone. And so, I don't know, when you've got that kind of on the line, you want them to feel that tension ahead of time, and funds are a part of that, you know? So, I don't know, thinking that through, too, of how they are part of that, parents are a part of that, that might be a part of it as well.
Yeah, it's good.
Josh, when I was a student, those kind of guerrilla things were, like, my favorites.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
It's good.
That's really good to hear.
What did Elliot say? Because a lot of people can't hear him. He doesn't have a microphone.
Just turned my microphone. Elliot said that those guerrilla type, very, very basic stay at people's houses, those events were the ones that made the biggest impact on his life.
That's great.
That's awesome.
That's great. We're still praying for Elliot to become a Christian.
Someday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now that he works at Hollister, all hope is lost. That's just a slippery slope.
With no shirts.
Hey, everybody. This is episode 305. Concluded right now.
Oh, right.
Send your questions to... web show at downloadyouthministry.com podcast.
It will all work. Don't worry.
That's podcast at downloadyouthministry.com. We get the questions.
Yeah.
And then what I do is I print them out.
And
I put them in
the show
notebook, and then I read them ahead
so
of time.
I'm so grateful for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you for your hard work.
I wish
I'm
going to
call
so
you next
great.
Time and ask if you want something for lunch.
I wish you could have been in our lunch. The three of us had a blast.
I'm good. I'm glad. I'm glad. Okay. And then you guys don't go anywhere because we're going to record another show.
Stay tuned.
Let's like mess our hair up or take a jacket.
Or maybe just open the door.
All
right. Allison,
just open the door.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Good job, Alice.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
This Download Youth Ministry podcast is brought to you by Generate Camp by YM360. Join us this summer as together we explore how the gospel transforms, revolutionizes, and fundamentally changes everything. Check out our week in Durango, Colorado, July 31st through August 4th with DYM's very own Josh Griffin by heading over to generatestudents.com today.
This DYM podcast was brought to you by the Orange Conference, reminding you that what you and your team do every week matters. To grow and connect as a team, join us at this year's Orange Conference. Register or learn more at theorangeconference.com.